Think about when we had a little gathering, you know, and the family just comes. And I said, Lord, they really think they come because of the food. And they thought they was coming because of the fireworks and all of that. Somebody asked, y'all doing fireworks? I said, no, kids ain't playing no, because I don't buy them no more. You know, and they said they wasn't doing them. And they said, man. But you know, a lot of people think that they coming for that reason. But you know, God got another plan, doesn't he? You know, he knows how to get us together. It's not because of the food, not because of the fireworks. It's because that God loves us and he calls, and we love one another. Amen. And we just love to be around one another. You know, regardless what you have, and you want to be around one another. Amen. That's how it's supposed to be. And that's how God, he loves us, so he just want to be around us. What is man that thou art so mindful of him, that he come down and visit us? You know, so what are we? You know, we know what we are. But he know whose we are. Them still my children, I still love them. Amen. And so I just thank God for just calling us together. Even here, I say, Lord, what makes me come here every Sunday? What makes me not just come, want to come? You know, because of the love. You know, the love that's in this place, the genuine love. Not the love that people say they love you. The love that people show you they love you. Amen. That's the kind of love I like. You know, love that show me, you know. And a lot of times, you know, you do stuff for people. People do stuff for folk. And they say they're doing it for the people. But a lot of times they're not doing it for the people. They're doing it for themselves to say, look what I done. You know, but do you really mean what you do? You know, is the meaning true behind it? And is it really for that individual? You know, Lord showed me that. And I was like, Lord, they just want to be lifted up. Look at Al. Look at so-and-so. He did a such and such a good job. And all to God be the glory. Amen. For the things that he has done. And so I thank God for calling us together. When we think we're coming together on our own, it'd be just our Father saying, no, come on together. You know, you're loving on one another. When we get out there, you have a good time. I hope that everybody had a good time yesterday. Y'all have a good time every day, don't y'all? And fireworks go off all the time at y'all house, huh? Oh, tell me about it, man. You know, those things, I used to be immune to them. They didn't bother me. But boy, those things going off and walking in the kitchen. Like, man. You know, you're ducking. Is it coming in the door? But I don't care for them no more. You know, and I ain't getting old. People won't say you get old when you outgrow stuff. You're just getting old. And no, I ain't getting old. I'm getting wiser. You know, I used to burn money. But I ain't burning no more. I looked out there today and I'm like, man, that's a lot of money laying in the street. Too bad it ain't the kind of money I can pick up and put in my pockets. Hey, man, that's the money I got to sweep up and throw it in the garbage can. So you got to get wiser as you grow. Hey, man, you got to get wise. You can't be what old folk when I was growing up, they said, boy, that's an old fool right there. He ain't gonna never grow up. I don't want to be one of them people. Amen. So God is good, ain't he? The Lord knows how to get us together. He knows what to do, what to say. God knows how to move. And man, what was on your table yesterday? I know y'all had a lot of good stuff yesterday. You know, have so much food. We need to be calling, like the Bible said, we need to be calling in the people that are, you know, not our families. You know, we need to be calling folk that ain't got no food. I mean, we had so much food. I mean, we was down in at the park yesterday, and I said, I'm just going to stay an hour. I'm going to stay 2 hours. But, you know, I just couldn't leave them with all the stuff that they had to do. I would have felt bad. But the storm came in. And, man, it was a storm. It was blowing stuff all over the place. And man, and we got to cleaning up. Time to go, all hands on deck. I had me a plate set up somewhere out of the way. Well, my brother went there. He went sweeping. He went sweeping through the city. He threw everything away. I said, where's my food? Oh, if it's up there, it's gone. It's in the trash can. I'm like, oh, man. You know, but, you know, the storm came and got folk moving. I mean, they were moving, boy. I mean, it was blowing tables and tablecloths and dishes all over the place. And I, Lord, help us. Have mercy upon us. You know, but God gonna move like that again in us. Amen. He gonna move like that again in us. God wants to move in us like that. He wants to move like a whirlwind in you. Amen. But we just got to sit with him for a while. We got to know what he wants. Amen. You got to spend some time with your father. You know, we spend time with family. You know, I know my family. And a few of them got a little upset at me yesterday. They said, oh, you trying to be holier than thou? You know, because I wouldn't play Michael Jackson on my phone over the speaker. I'm like, I ain't singing about Michael Jackson. I said, well, what happened to Jesus? You know, we're saved, folk. You know, what happened to you singing about Jesus? Why ain't you jumping and shouting out there for Jesus? One of them told me, well, we served Jesus all week. I'm like, well, what about now? You know, what about now? That's never a reason not to serve him, is it? I mean, you're supposed to always serve him. But I got in trouble. But, you know, I'm glad to get in that kind of trouble. I'm glad to get in that kind of trouble. That's when persecution comes. You know, people, you're judging me. I ain't judging you. I just ask you a question. You know, what happened to Jesus today? You know, they want to sing. And got up there, and I guess I bust their bubble because they was screeching. I said, they don't sound like Michael Jackson. You know, if Michael, y'all want Michael Jackson to sing, let him. Let him sing, but sing your song. Make your joyful noise unto the Lord. Man, they had all this music there. I'm like, man, who brought this to myself? You know, I'm like, man, I got to figure how to change this stuff because they really weren't paying attention to it too much. You know, I'm like, this is supposed to be a happy occasion. The music they was playing, I'm like, man, it's pitiful. So I got back there and got my technology skills to going there, and I found a chip, pulled it out. My son's taught me nothing. It's Bluetooth. Just click on Bluetooth. If something around, it's going to pick it up. I clicked on Bluetooth, and it picked it right up. And I started playing me some gospel. They ain't said nothing about the gospel until these two people wanted to hear Michael Jackson. Who got this on? I'm like, me. What got on? You know, we're thanking the Lord for this occasion there. Not Michael Jackson and all Luther Vandross and all of that stuff, man. They singing about something else, but we want to sing and we want to lift up the name of Jesus. How about that? Did anybody feel like lifting up Jesus? You know, I mean, it don't matter in the church, but when you're out there, do you feel like lifting up Jesus? You feel like serving him still like you serving in the church with your friends? You know, with the pastor looking, say, yeah, that person saved, boy. Oh, she got it. He got it. He got it all right. Got it for a moment, and they lose it in a minute. You got to keep it. Amen. It's time to keep what God give us and stop passing this thing off. And so I just thank God for yesterday. Thank God for every day. Thank God for having mercy on our nation. You know, and you know, we have a good nation, and everybody's got their skeletons in their closet. Ain't no nation perfect. You know, I thank God I was born in this nation and not in another nation. You know, but America got to do some turning, too. You know, America got to do some repenting, too. Amen. But, you know, I say, Lord, I know it ain't nothing because of your mercy and your grace why America's standing 250 years. You know, because you got saints that are praying for this nation always. Yes. You know, praying to their God that they don't pray to. You know, and God, that's the only reason why I believe that America's around this long. Because you got people that just won't give up on America, just won't stop, and I'm one of them. Yes. You know, Lord, have mercy upon our nation. Yes. Help us, Lord. Help us all to turn. Yes. God, but you know, God is looking for a nation Looking for a people that's going to continue to stand. Amen. You got to keep standing. I believe it's because of the saints, the prayers of the righteous that are availing much. That's what I believe. Because you look at all these other nations, they doing good. But man, the stuff that I see when I watch the news, don't nobody watch the news. I watch the news. And I see the stuff that's going on over these other nations. I say, Lord, we are blessed. We are a blessed nation. That's right, God. We need to say God bless America, but God keep blessing America. You know, because God stop blessing America, we're going to have some problems too. Amen. We are. We're going to have some problems. But I thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. He's good and he's good all the time. Amen. Give him some praise if he's good and good all the time. He's good and he's good all the time. All the time he is good. Hallelujah. Be in a book of Luke chapter 14. And I'm not going to try to hold you long. When the Holy Ghost is done, I'm going to pack it up. That's how we're supposed to do it, ain't we, Pastor? When he's done, I'm supposed to be done. Because ain't no work going to get done without the Holy Ghost. I mean, believe that. Ain't nothing going to get done without the Spirit of the living God. Nothing at all. We're going to be talking about this great supper that this certain man made. And he bade many to come, the Bible says. You know, and I thought about all the stuff that, you know, we have on our tables during these suppers that we have. You know, God is so gracious to us. We have so much to work. Sometimes I look at the table and I say, Lord, we can feed a small army. You know, we can go down there and sweep through the city and fill and feed a lot of folk. But God is showing me something in here, and I know he probably showed it, and you probably already know about this. But, you know, he put on my heart to bring it before you, so I'm going to try to speak on it this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you, God, for your goodness, Lord God. We want to thank you for your mercy. God, again, Lord God, we know, Father God, it's not because, God, hallelujah, because of our goodness, oh God, not because of us being so faithful, Lord God, but it's because of your goodness, Lord God, that you have called us here this morning, God, that you have brought us out, God, this morning, God, to sit amongst one another, God, because, God, you know, God, our inheritance are amongst the saints, Lord God, and we know, Father God, when we come amongst the saints, Lord God, that you are in the midst. Lord, you said where two or three are gathered, there you'll be in the midst. And so we thank you for being here today, God. We thank you for the preparation, God, that you have made for us, God. All the provision, God, that you made for us, Lord. We thank and praise you. We thank you for keeping us, Lord, during the weekend and all the week, God. Watching over us, God, over the highways, every byway, God. Lord, the storms, oh God, that blow, Father God. Lord God, you protect us and shelter us, God. We thank and praise. Lord God. Lord, and we know, Father God, that whatever, God, you has for us, Lord God, Lord, it is for us, God. It's for me, God. I believe, God, that you have something greater for us, Lord God. And I believe, Father God, that it's on the way, Father. And so I thank you, Lord God. But God, I pray, Father God, that you will help us, Lord God, to stay with you, God, not to leave you, Lord God. Come when you call, Lord. Go when you say go, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you use me, Father God. Speak to me and through me, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 14. I'm going to start with verse 16. This is after Jesus had healed somebody on the Sabbath day. And, you know, Jesus knew that they wanted to say something about him healing on the Sabbath day. And after he had said what he had said, the Bible says they didn't ask him nothing else from that point on. God know how to shut folk up, don't he? He know how to keep them quiet. And so he said in verse 16, then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must needs go see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I got to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Here it is. He said, a certain man made a dinner, a supper. You know, let somebody tell you that they got a supper ready. They got this and they got that. You ain't going to think twice about going to that supper. You're going to make haste and go down to that supper because, you know, you're going to find something on the table that you like. Amen. Whether it's food or drink, you're going to find something on that table that you like. But he says, they all begin to make an excuse. The first one said, he said, I bought me some property, you know, and I got to go and tend this property, see about it, you know, watch over it. I got to do this to this property, do that to that property. Sound like myself. And I pray thee, have me excused. He didn't want to have nothing to do with this supper. Amen. You know, then another one had 5 yoke of oxen and some kind of business. You know, these were probably people that were doing okay and everything was okay at that time. And they didn't make time to come and sit at the table with God. You know, they were buying homes. Amen. They were getting married. They were owners of businesses. They were all doing good. It sounds like us today. You know, we do good. God bless us. We do good. We buying homes. People are getting married. You know, that God is blessing them to open up businesses, you know. And you know, and it's not a sin. It's not wrong to have these things. Amen. Anybody believe that? You believe you're supposed to have nothing or you're supposed to have something? I believe I'm supposed to have something. And sometimes I feel like I ain't got what I'm supposed to have. Amen. I believe that, you know. I believe sometimes that, Lord, I'm falling short. I'm supposed to have a little bit more than what I believe anyway. That's what I believe. I don't know. He ain't told me, no, Al, you ain't supposed to have that. You're supposed to be right where you're at. I believe because if I'm struggling, then that ain't God. Amen. That's me in more than one way. That me not being obedient to God, not doing what I'm supposed to do with what I got already. Amen. So it ain't God. So it's not a sin to have these things. Amen. And they were buying these homes and getting married and opening up business. They were doing really good. You know, I must say I'm doing pretty good. You know, we got to say that we're doing pretty good today. I know you are. I don't see you out there with no sign. You know, we'll work for food. You know, I see some nice cars. I know where y'all live at. Homes paid for. Beautiful houses. You know, I know y'all doing really good. Amen. But they just didn't have time to sit at the table with God. The good things are good. Amen. How many know it's good to have some good things? It's good. I like the good things God to bless me with. But, you know, there's a thing that I call a good things trap. You know, good things can cause you to fall into a trap. How many believe that your good stuff can cause you to fall into a trap? You know, you hardly ever hear people talking about they going to turn away from God for doing something bad and evil. Amen. But most of the time, you know, people turn away from God and miss God's relationship because they get too busy. You know, like these men were talking about. You know, I just got married, Lord. I opened up this business. Now, I can't let this business fall. You know, people working them 60 hours a week. I mean, they still ain't got enough. And so they bump it up to 80 hours, 90 hours. Boy, I know some young men. They say, I got 90 hours of overtime. So how is that possible? Yes. 90 hours. I got 90 hours. I'm telling the truth to you. 90 hours. I'm like, man, do you go home? Well, when they let me. You know, if they let me stay, they let them stay. But, you know, when will you have time for your family? When will you have time for God? Hey, man, I'm telling these young men, I say, man, look. Y'all tell me that the divorce rate over there where you at, it's out the roof. I say, don't become a statistic. And the older guys are telling them why they divorce. Because they stay at work all the time. And the wife getting tired of it. Not just the wife, the kids and don't have nothing to do with him because he ain't never at home. You know, he's always working. You know, you can't always work. You know, God told you come aside sometime and rest. Didn't he? And so you get so busy with them 60 hours a week, always finding something new to do to the house. You do this and you find something else, you do that. Because you feel like you got the time to do it. You're running the kids here and you're running them there. You're doing everything. It's good to have these things, amen. It's good to have them, you know. And it's not a sin to have. But don't let the things have you. You know, if God bless you with stuff, you know, use it what God intended to be for. Amen. He said Sabbath wasn't made for man. You know, Sabbath was made for man, but man wasn't made for Sabbath. You know, God gave you these things, but look, God intended for these things to take you away from him. Amen. You know, we can't allow these things to take us away from God. Don't let it stop you from sitting at the table with God, because we're going to find out that at the table is where you find, you know, what you need. You find advice at the table. You know, we talk about businesses and we talk about the Lord at the table. Amen. You know, we find some things out. So it's good to have something. Brother Al ain't up here telling you that you ain't supposed to have nothing. Don't be telling no story on me. You're supposed to have what God gives you. Amen. God, the song we just got to sing, what God has for me, it is for me. You know, we ain't got what God has for us, really. The Bible says, the eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, neither have it entered the heart of man what God has prepared for him. Amen. So don't let these things take you away from God. Paul said, everything is permissible for me. Amen. He said, everything is, but everything is not beneficial. You know, all of these 60s and 90 hours, they ain't really benefiting you for real. You know, they put money in your pocket, they're putting it in the bank. But what is it doing with your family? Amen. What is it doing with your home life? He said, everything is permissible for me, but I will not be master, brought under the power of any of them. Don't let none of this stuff get you under the power that they have. Okay? You know, the world got power. Amen. Don't love the world or the things that's in the world. Amen. And so these men were brought under the power of what God has already blessed them with. Amen. They were, God blessed them with homes. He blessed them with business. He blessed them with wives. He blessed them. But they were mastered by these things. These things got their full attention. Took over their life. Amen. God can give you, bless you with some good stuff and just take over you. It will take you over and you will forget God. Amen. But because everything was going good at that moment, they felt like they were self-sufficient. You know, I have to admit, you know, that thing tried to come up on me some years ago. How God blessed me. Bless the works of my hand. And I step back and look at what I said I did. And I said, boy, look what I did. You know, don't give God no glory. Don't give him no credit. You know, don't say, look what you done, Lord God. You know, and you feel like when you're doing good, you feel like that it's you doing it all. You know, it's your power. It's your might. You know, you feel like I got this. You know, I got it. You know, I can handle this. Amen. Until something happened. All right. But you ain't got it. God's got this. Amen. You know, you ain't in control of your situation. You ain't in control of your home. You ain't in control of your fine. You know, God got you. Amen. God got you in the palm of his hand. You ain't sufficient. You can't do it. Did you wake yourself up this morning? Did you cause yourself to have its move and being in? Its own moving and being. Did you cause yourself to do these things? Huh? You ain't self-sufficient. You didn't wake yourself. You don't give yourself the ability to move. Amen. You don't give yourself the ability to open up your mouth. God gives you that. Paul said, not that we are sufficient, or have the ability to do anything of ourselves, to think anything of ourselves. And so when people feel like they on top of the world, they feel like things are just going smooth. It's all about them. But he said, no, it's not our own self-sufficient. You know, you can't do nothing without God. You can't breathe without God. You can't get up without God. You can't walk without God. Amen. You don't have the job that you have without God. It's not your ability. It's what God gives you. All good and perfect gifts come from God, the Father of lights from above. Amen. All of them. Every one of them. So Paul says, not that we are sufficient of our own selves. He said, we can't do nothing of our own selves. He said, with man, Jesus said, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. But our sufficiency, our ability, our strength, our wisdom, our knowledge is of God. Amen. It's from God. Everything that you got came from God. Amen. God gave it to you. So you ain't got it. God got it. Amen. How many know that God's got this? You know, when you're going through something, you say, God got it. He's in my corner. God got it. He sees what I'm going through. He knows what I feel. He knows what's bothering me. He knows that I need some perfection in my life. But God got it. Amen. God got this thing, saints of God. God got it. So don't feel like it's your ability and your strength, your wisdom and your knowledge. You know, he says, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. My ways ain't like your ways. They didn't feel a need to sit at God's table because their lives were already full of worldly comforts. Amen. Don't let your life get full of worldly comforts to where you feel like that you can't sit with God each and every day. Jesus said, don't give us this day our daily bread. Give us the next day, Lord, my daily bread. You can't stop going to the table seeking your daily bread. Because at the table is where you're going to get your help at. You know, not nowhere else. They figured they would just, you know, they feel they can do anything that themselves, by themselves. They figured that they didn't have what they wanted, they can just go out there and buy it. I got the money. I got the credit card. I can just go out there and buy it. You know, I got stopped in my tracks like that. I told y'all this story before. I mean, I needed a part for my car. I felt like I got it because what God gave, you got to be careful. I won't say God gave this Visa credit card, but did God give, I have to shelf that, Lord. Did you give me that Visa? Because that Visa got me in a whole lot of trouble. You know, that Visa got me, got the bill collectors calling, talking about they're going to go on this check. That Visa, I ran that Visa up. And so I needed this part for my car. And I felt like, well, I'm just going to go up the street. I got this Visa in my wallet, and I'm going to get the part that we need. No problem, Tawana. Got this. You know, I'm your knight in shining armor, you know. You're going to pat me on the back. You're going to kiss me on the cheek. Yeah, you're going to say, that's my Al. But man, I got up there and said, I need such and such and such a part. And God said, well, such and such and such price, $1,000-some. I said, no problem. Y'all know how that plastic sound when it hit the there you go. There you go. He came back. Won't go through. I said, try it again. Anybody? Man, it's declining. Try one more time. They say three times is a charm. But it wasn't charming. It wasn't chime. It was bleep. It wasn't making the right sound. He said, it won't go through and nothing I can do. I thought, boy, my hope was built on something less. It was way less what it was supposed to be built up on. And I sat down on that steps in front of that man, not for him to feel sorry for me. I began to pray and ask God and talk to God, Lord, you know I need this part, Lord. Whatever I was saying at the time. And the guy said, you know what, man, let me go in the back and look. I just might have one laying around. He went back there. I started praying even more. He came back with that part and said, man, here, you can have it. I said, thank you, Jesus. So you just got to trust God. Once, when you stay at the table with God, God will bless you. Everything you need is at the table. It is. Once you get up from that table, walk away from that table, think you can do it on your own, you in trouble. Amen. But you got to stay with God. You got to stay at the table. Amen. That's why Paul said we're not sufficient of our own selves. Amen. You know, money don't buy everything. You know, it don't buy everything. Solomon got wise when he wrote that. He knew. And people get that mixed up. When he said, money, let me read it to you. A feast is made for laughter, and wine make it merrier. A feast. Well, we had a good feast yesterday. Yeah, boy, and we was having fun when we twined. We laughed. You know, and some other stuff happened too. But you know, the wine make it merrier. You know, we didn't get people that got too merry, you know, because they brought some stuff. And my sister said, oh, boy, old man ain't going to like that. He don't want you bringing that stuff around here. And so the person came and said, so-and-so, so-and-so brought this. I said, this my ice. I don't want that stuff in my ice. But I let him put it in the ice. I'm just messing. But you know what? They think they got to have these things to be happy. You know, you got to get drunk out of your mind, you know, to be happy. And then you come down, you don't know what happened. What was y'all laughing about? What was y'all talking about? What happened? You got to tell them the whole. Now you got to go over the whole family reunion with them because they were outside their mind. You know, you got to tell them everything, you know. But he said, but money answered all things. These people, some people think that they, since they got money, it can get them anything they want. Money can buy you things, you know, for your party. Money can buy you the wine so you can have fun. Amen. He said, but one thing Solomon found out, that he said he knew that everything was vanity. All of this stuff that we labor for in the natural is vanity. It's going to pass away. It ain't going to mean nothing. Even the money ain't going to mean nothing no more. Amen. It's not going to mean nothing. But right now, I know some people say, well, I need some of it right now. God know what you need right now. Amen. But don't be hounding. Don't be searching for that money. Amen. He found out that money couldn't buy everything. You know, after trying to find pleasure and security and wealth and all the projects that he had, you know, that he did, he had completed, you know, he concluded everything on the earth is temporary. Everything is going to pass away. Amen. Except for what was sitting at the table. Heaven and earth shall pass away. We sing a song, say heaven and earth may pass. It's going to pass away. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about that. It shall pass away. But my word, he said, shall stand forever. Man, you better be found sitting at his table, getting a word from God. Amen. That's where your word is. It's with the Lord. Amen. It's with God. And only the spiritual connection with God endures forever. Amen. So all the things that are temporal, everything is temporal. When the music stopped, when the storm came, I wonder how many people start calling on the Lord. I know I was behind a wall saying, Lord, please let it stop storming. Please let it stop storming. And the wind came around the wall. And I said, Lord, please. And it came on around. Boy, I tell you, the wind was just wrapping folk around the wall. And I get to a van, poor family. It must have been about 10 people in the back of the van all huddled up. With the food and the dishes and all of that. But you know, God is so merciful that wind, the storm came and it blew right on over. Amen. Money can't buy that. Money can't buy that. Money can buy tangible things. It can buy the houses that you need, the cars, the jewelry. It can buy the best doctors that the world has to offer. It can buy those things. Yes, it can. Money can answer those things. Amen. Amen. Come on, how many know that money can do it? But money can't buy you peace. Money couldn't buy that. Money couldn't make that storm stop. Only if you've been sitting with the Lord and say, peace be still, that can make it stop. Amen. Money can't buy you no peace. Amen. It can't buy you love. It can't buy you no happiness. It can't buy you no healing. Amen. It can't buy no wisdom, no knowledge, no understanding. Money can't buy you real protection, because the protection that the people pay for today, these bodyguards, they ain't no guarantee. Amen. And they get to shooting at them guys for real, man. Some guys going to cut out on you. Money can't buy you no friend. Amen. Money can't buy you eternal life. It can't buy you no protection. Amen. But money can buy you these tangible things. Not all these come from God, and you got to sit at the table with God. Because one day, your money going to run out on you. If your money don't run out, the money ain't going to be no good. The Bible tells us that the money, you know, one day the money's going to be thrown in the street. Your money can't buy salvation. Money can't help you. Money can't, you got a buddy that's in trouble. I know they take ransoms, but my Bible said money can't do it. Money can't help you when your buddy in real trouble. They'll take your money and do something to your buddy anyway. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:4, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivered from death. Money can't buy that. Jesus paid the price for that. Jesus paid the price for righteousness. Amen. Didn't he? Didn't he pay the price for your righteousness? Romans 5:19, I got here, for just as though the disobedience of the one man, that many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, many will all be made righteousness. Amen. Ezekiel tells us in 7:19, he said, they will throw their silver in the street and their gold will seem unclean. The silver and gold cannot save them. How many know that you weren't bought with no silver and gold? Silver and gold ain't going to be able to save you. You ain't going to be able to buy your way out of some of this stuff. You know, it's going to take something. It's going to take something much more than money. You know, silver and gold cannot save them in the day of wrath of the Lord. They cannot satisfy their appetites or fill their stomachs with wealth, for it become a stumbling block that brought iniquity. Amen. So your money ain't going to be worth nothing to you one day. Don't trust in your riches. It ain't going to be worth nothing to you. How many know that money ain't all what it up to be? But I know you need some right now. I know you're still saying, Brother Al, when you get through talking, I need some money. You know, and God knows what you need, but you got to go meet him at the table. Go sit at the table with him. It's at the table. And all the time, God will bless you so it won't have nothing to do with no money. You know, God said, I don't need no money. I'm the creator. Amen. He said, I will cause men to give unto your bosom. You know, you got to have money. You get that money, you get boastful. You get the bragging on your money, your status. That's your status. But I'm glad that I can boast and brag on somebody else. Not Benjamin Franklin. Not the dead president, but I'm glad I can boast and brag on Jesus. Amen. He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's my provider. He's my protector. He's my caregiver. That's who I boast and brag on. I'm bragging on Jesus. You know, I want to go and sit at the table and see what the Lord has to say about all of this. Amen. You know, so we got to know, we got to have a relationship with the Lord. And this story of these people that didn't have time for God. And not just this story, it's that same story that I read is happening now. A lot of folk ain't got time for God right now. You know, they say tomorrow. You know, your tomorrow might be today, as the song said. This story here reminds us that when we go through hard times, financial stress, health crisis, or broken relationships, it's actually an invitation. You know, God is actually inviting you. You know, when you're going through trouble, that don't sound right, do it? That don't even sound good. You know, when I have hardships, God is inviting me. When I have losses, God is inviting me. He's extending an invitation, you know, because where else you going to go to get some comfort? You know, where else you going to go, you know, to get your provision? God is extending something. He's extending himself to you. He's telling you to come sit at my table. You know, I'll give you rest. I'll give you direction. I'll show you which way to go. Amen. And a lot of people need to know what to do. It breaks the false perception of our self-sufficiency and drives us back to the table. Amen. Where we actually belong. You know, because when you feel like that you're in control, you know, God is just saying, you ain't in control. I'm extending my offer to you. Amen. I'm extending my grace. I'm extending my mercy. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. That what David said, and I believe it. Amen. He says, it's going to follow you all the days of your life. That's why David knew that when he was in the valley of the shadow of death, he said, thou preparest a table before me. Not when I have a problem, not if one right, in the presence of the enemy. God letting you know, look, he ain't waiting for you to get in trouble to help you out. You know, it's already been worked out. It's set there. He said, I set before you. You know, I set before you life. I set before you death. You still got to choose. A lot of people can sit at the table with God. Anybody can eat the word of God. Everybody can eat it. Matter of fact, a lot of folk eat it. But everybody don't get no results. You don't, everybody don't get results. I ain't trying to say that we more holy than thou. But the reason why I say everybody can read the word, sit at the table. A lot of people sit at the table every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning. They walk out empty-handed. You know? Because one thing, they're not believing. They're not believing the word. That's the only way this, that's the only way you can sit at the table and the word gonna work. You got to sit at the table and believe. You got to believe what God, you got to believe what his words say. That's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation to what? To everybody that believes. So everybody gonna be a lot of folk gonna be sitting at the table, but everybody ain't gonna be believing it. But it only works for the believers. If you're a believer this morning, it's gonna work for you. If you left the table, get back to the table. Amen. If you're still sitting at the table, stay at the table until you get your understanding. Stay at that table until you get your wisdom. Stay at that table until you get your knowledge. Amen. Don't get up from God's table. Amen. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. I won't fear no evil, for thou art with me. How many know that God is with you? He never left you. Amen. He never left you. I prepare a table before me. The devil can't do nothing with you. Amen. He can't take your blessing. He can't even come to the table. He see all that good stuff on the table, but he ain't even invited. He can't take it. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with joy and peace? You know, what God going to do with those things? He can't do them. What are you going to be joyful? Is he joyful or he just mad? He's just mad because you blessed and highly favored. That's what he want to take your joy off the table. He wants you to leave your joy. Amen. He wants you to leave your joy and take your joy from you and store it up somewhere. He ain't going to use it. He ain't going to use your peace. Amen. You got to have some peace. Amen. You got to have a peace of mind. You got to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. You got to keep your eyes on the table. Amen. Keep your eyes on the table. You got to look at God for this thing. And so, you know, these broken relationships, they are the stresses, the hard times. These things come to actually to invite us to get back to our Father's table. Amen. We got to get back to the table. How many know we got to get back to the table? David knew that when God prepared a table before him in the presence of his enemy, he knew that your money was going to run out. God knew it, that you was going to have some letdowns. He knew that you was going to get weak and almost faint. God knew that these things was going to happen. So he had to prepare that table. It was already prepared. Amen. How many believe that the table was already set? You know, it's already set, saints of God. It's already set. That what he said up in verse 17, he said, and he sent his servant at supper time. How many know it's time to eat? It's supper time right now. It's time to eat the word of God. He sent them during a time such as this. It's time to eat the word of God. He sent them that were bidden, he said. Then he said, come, for all things are now ready. All things are ready for you right now. Amen. He said, come, all things are ready. You got to know that God has already prepared this table for you already. It's already been set. Amen. It's been set before you fall. Not after you fall only, but before you fall. The table is already there. When you stumble, God has already set the table, but you just got to make your way to the table. You just got to make your way to that table and get some strength. Amen. When you don't know what to do, you got to make your way to God. Amen. To the table and get some wisdom and some knowledge and understanding. He said he would give it to you. Ask, he said, you know, any man lack wisdom? Anybody lack wisdom, let him ask. Let him ask of God. And he will give it to him. Not holding nothing against you. But a lot of folk ain't asking for that wisdom. They trying to do it on their own. You know, I can do this. You know, I call God when I need him. You know, this is small. I mean, this, hey, look, I ain't going to worry God on this one. You know, my Bible tells me, say, don't let him have no rest. You know, knock on his door and don't let him have no rest. For the small things, I'm knocking. Amen. My Bible tells me that acknowledge him in some of my ways, in the small ways, and I can handle the big things. My Bible tells me that I acknowledge him in all your ways. Amen. And don't lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in everything that you do. Don't lean to your understanding, and he will direct your path. He said all things were ready. But they wasn't ready to receive what God had for them. So many people today, you know, they're not ready to receive the word. They're not ready to receive what God has for them. God has everything for us, you know. And people used to tell me, you know, you begging God all the time. Why are you always begging? He said, beseech him. That's what he said to me. Beseech means to earnestly, you know, contend. I'm going to keep on begging God. I ain't begging you. I ain't asked you for nothing. I asked the Father in the name of Jesus. But here's the thing. Because I won't ask you and I'm asking the Father, he going to use you anyway to bless me. Amen. That's what God would do, because you won't ask them. God going to use them to bless you. That's what he do. Amen. Long as you got this thing in order. Long as you sitting at the table, Father, you see what I need. You know what I need. That one that say, I ain't giving him nothing, I ain't giving him that, going to give you everything that you need. Amen. That's how God works. Don't be telling God what you ain't going to do. You don't belong to yourself now. You belong to him. Amen. So you may as well just go ahead and just do what God tell you to do. That's what he said. I will cause me and give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. You all one here. I met this guy. We like to eat greens. And I met this. My wife was looking for some greens during the holiday. And we couldn't find no greens in the store. We was everywhere. Ain't that something? When you really want something, you're going to do what you got. Yes, Gwen. We were everywhere looking for my wife some greens. She, Tawana wants some greens. She was going to get some greens. You know, I went to the table and say, Lord, my wife wants some greens. She wants some greens for the holiday, Lord. It ain't just for her, but she got to feed a lot of folk, Lord. I was telling God a whole lot of stuff. So I was praying. Paul said pray all kind of prayers, didn't he? I was praying all kind of prayers. And so couldn't find no greens at Snooks Dibbers out there across the bridge. Nowhere. I got to the point to where I started networking. Man, y'all know anybody got some greens? And so I'm up there in Berkeley. I'm driving my work van, and I saw this guy. Boy, they got gardens in the strangest places. You know those great big old, with them towers, with them red lights be up there blinking? Man, he had a garden right there, and I'm driving. I'm like, oh. Flip around and say, sir. I said, are you selling this stuff? He said, yeah, I am. He said, I am. I said, really? Come find out, not just Tawana won the greens. When Tawana got some green, this person won't drink that green. I mean, I was delivering greens. I was buying so much greens, Lord, my witness, the man said, I'm going to put you in my phone, Al Greens. But Lord knew what I want, amen? And so, man, he was selling me grass bags full of greens for $5 and $6. When God said he would cause men to give unto your bosom, he said, Al, look. He said, man, just take those greens. And then my co-worker at work, he jumped on it and somebody else jumped. Man, he said, man, you sending me a whole lot of business. So, look, you don't pay nothing, they just pay. I said, that sounds like a plan. See how God worked? God can work some things out, but you just got to know that you got to be with him. Amen. You got to keep this relationship with God. You got to keep an open line with God. Amen. You got to sit at that table with God. You got to know what God, you got to know what God want to tell you. How are you going to know what God wants to tell you or direct you when you ain't with him? Amen. And so he gave me, every season, every green season, I was getting greens from all kind of folk. And just truckload full of green. He said, man, you got to pay nothing. He said, this is fine here. And boy, I found somebody else after he quit. The small Walmart bag, on $12. I said, oh, yeah, I keep them greens. So why we got to go to glory? We got to go to glory greens. We got to find them greens. But God got what you need, but you got to sit at the table. Amen. But see, God knows how to do it. Amen. He knows exactly what to do. You know, and a lot of people are just hungry and they're starving, but they ain't ready to sit with God. Not until something happens. I call that God changing your appetite. You know, you got appetite for those things. But when stuff start to hit the fan, the person said the rubber started meeting the road. You know, life starts to really set in to where you ain't got a hold of it no more. You know, your money gone now. Or it ain't no good no more. Or just, how about this? You might have the money, but they ain't got the stuff that you want to buy. God knows how to do things, don't he? You might have all the money, all of the, you know, the stuff, but it just not might be available to you. You know, but God knows how to make it available, don't he? God knows how to change your appetite when hard times come. Amen. When the hardship come, when the husband get mad at you, when you're fussing, fighting, when people ain't doing right, the boss ain't treating you right, you're losing your job. God know how to change your appetite changes then. It gets to the table and say, Lord, what you want me to do? He know how to do it, don't he? The Lord know how to deliver the just out of temptation. He know how to get you back to the table and eat. Yes, he does. He know when things start to hurt you, you're going to start calling on him. When things start getting out of line, nobody got no answer for you, you're going to start calling on him. You're going to start seeking him. Amen. You're going to start saying, Lord, you said now. Then the word going to come up. Lord, you said if I seek you, I shall find you. If I search for you with all my heart. You said if I call on you, Lord, you're going to show me great and mighty things that I know not. You said if I call on you, Lord. David said, Lord, he called. This poor old man cried unto God. You ever repeat the scripture like that? Said, Lord, David said, I said, this poor old man, Al, they call me old man, cried unto you, Lord. You heard my voice out of your temple, even into your ears. God going to hear you when you get back to the table. Amen. He knows how to change that appetite. He knows how to shift that stuff. You know, your comfort to uncomfortable. You know, because a lot of us just comfortable right now. God knows how to shift it to uncomfortable. Say, look, I got something for you. I love you, but I got something for you. That's my daddy say, I love you. And I'm going to show you that I love you. You know, love. And in my house was different than a lot of houses. Love with my daddy getting that belt and said, boy, this gonna hurt you more than it's gonna hurt me. Don't be telling that other lie. It's gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you. No, I don't. My dad's it's gonna hurt you more than it's gonna hurt me. Yes, it is, because you got to go through the storm. Amen. You got to go through that whipping. God knows how to do it. He loves who God chastised. God calls him a son. He loves him. Amen. And so God knows what to do. Amen. He knows how to change that taste in your spirit. Not your taste bud. God trying to change that taste in your spirit. Amen. He's trying to fix the spirit man. And see, the results of this is those tests and those trials, it creates a deep hunger inside. When you go through, you get really hungry for God. You start hitting all of the prayer meetings. You start fasting. You start praying. You start asking the preacher, what else we going to do? God knows how to get you back to the table. Amen. It's time to get back to the table. Don't get too busy, saints. Don't get too busy. Get back at the table. Because what we need is at the table. He said, I prepared a table before you. Before you. In the presence of the devil. In the presence of your haters. You know, there's people out there hating on you. They jealous of you. Because God is good to you. God always doing something for you, but he'll never do nothing for me. Get at the table. You know? I ain't never got that. You got people that ain't never got no testimony. Get at the table. You got folks that always got a testimony. Always got this. Always got something good to say. Is that possible? Don't say it, sister. Because I'm in agreement with you. Yes, that's possible. You stay with God, you're going to always have something good to say. You got to have something good to say because you're sitting with the Father. Amen. What you got bad to say about God? You got nothing but good things to say about your Father. You know, we had nothing but good things to say about our Father. But he wasn't perfect. That's what I have to say. You know, but he was the best. He was better than your daddy. My dad was the best daddy in the world. Sound like little kids out there. My dad was the best daddy. My daddy was the best daddy. He can do anything. He can do this. He can do that. I'm like, man, you better be quiet. I can't do everything. I had to pull a past on him. Boy, what are you trying to do, kill me? When you love somebody as much as they've been in your life as long as that, you trust them. You know they ain't going to do you no wrong. You love them. And they can't do no wrong even when they do wrong. You love them that much. Amen? So God knows how to get you back at the table. Because in his presence, in God's presence, is fullness of joy. Amen. And at his right hand, I believe at his left hand too, are pleasures evermore. Evermore, always. If you need to get back, don't be afraid. Somebody out there need to get back, don't be afraid. If you fail, don't be afraid. Been away for a long time. Don't be afraid. It ain't never too late to sit at this table right now. God has set a table before you right now. I know everybody in here is saved. But I don't know what you're going through. Only God knows. He only one knows. Amen. But it might be somebody out there that's going through right now that's afraid, that feel like they fail. And they are failure, it ain't too late. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come and sit with him at the table. God will forgive your sins. He'll lift that burden off of you. He'll meet your every need. Amen. How many believe that God can meet your need? I don't care what situation that you're in, what kind of circumstances that you're facing, God is greater. But you got to sit at the table that he's prepared for you. I set life and death before you. I set good and evil. Choose life, he said. He said, choose life. Jesus said, I am the true bread. He's the true bread. Choose him. And they that eat of my body, they will never hunger again. You eating it, you eating his word, you're going to always be satisfied with good things to say. Amen. You can always, man, I had some good food yesterday. But I'm telling you, it just didn't hit that spot. It made my belly big, made it ache a little bit because I ate too much pasta. But it just didn't, something else was missing. You know how you feel. That's the spirit man is. He hungry. You know, got to get away. I told him last night, I said, I'm done. I got to get away. I got to steal away and sit with the Father. And when I sat with him, man, I had a good time. Laughing. And I said, who you laughing? Me and Jesus. Talking to him. You know, just like we here now. He was there, right there. See, I don't know if he's sitting on the bed. I don't know if he's kneeled on the floor. You know, I don't know if he was sitting on the desk. But Jesus was with me last night. He was with you last night too, wasn't he? Wasn't he with you last night? He was just one with me last night. He loved you too. You were sitting at the table last night. Wasn't you sitting at the table last night calling on Jesus? Lord, help my brother, help my sister, help my nephew, help my grandbaby, help my son, my daughter. You better get at the table if you ain't at the table. Get away from your table and get back to his table. Amen. God bless you this morning. God bless you. Anybody need prayer this morning? We're going to take the sacrament. Sit at the table with the Lord. We're finna sit at the table with him right now. We're going to take the sacrament. He says, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. Lord, we remember what you done for us. Come on, let's take the sacrament. Don't nobody need no prayer. You don't need to stand in proxy for nobody.